The following podcast is intended for listeners over the age of 18. It contains mature subjects and adult discussion. Listener discretion is advised. As we are not doctors or psychologists, all advice is for novelty purposes only. All advice and discussion comes from our own personal experiences. Yours may well be different.
Welcome to the Swing Set. Climb on up. There's always a swing available. On Life on the Swing Set, the podcast, we explore open relationships and swinging. The pleasures and passions, the promise and pitfalls. We discuss all aspects of swinging in a fun, open, and welcoming fashion with a gleam in our eye, a bounce in our step, our hand down your pants. Ooh, sorry, got ahead of myself. We may be biased. In fact, we most certainly are. But we don't sugarcoat, and each of us speaks honestly and earnestly about our thoughts, ideas, and experiences throughout our very own lives on the swing set. Thanks for swinging by.
Hello and welcome to Life on the Swing Set, the podcast. This is episode 25, part 2 of Where Do They Get Those Wonderful Sex Toys? In part 1, we talked about our favorite toys, our first toys, and toys we just really like this year. Now in part 2, we're going to be discussing a little bit more of the toys we really like, as well as some of the strangest sex toys we've ever used. And as with last week, if you go to the show notes on our website, you can see the various toys we're talking about. As well as, if you'd like to purchase any of them, purchase through our site and actually help support the show. I'm Cooper Beckett, and with me tonight is...
Hi, everybody. It's Ginger.
It's Dylan.
Hi, this is Sasha.
This is She-Ra B. Katz.
I think that's enough talking about it. Let's get right back in with Sasha.
I have, again, you know, I know we're doing this right before the holiday. There's this little thing. It's called a Naughty Knot. So if you want to wrap yourself up, it has like one little strap. It's all red. It has one little strap that goes over your shoulder, and then it has a big bow that comes across your chest. And it's almost like underneath this bow, it's like a little tube top kind of thing. And then like part of the bow that would flap down, you know, like the tie part, would slip between your legs almost like a thong. And it's just really cute if, you know, somebody wants to like dress themselves up and be the present for the holiday, you know. It's just something really, you know, cute, and, you know, I don't know how many times you would use it, but it's not very expensive at all.
Well, you could also use it at some very specific swinger parties.
Oh, absolutely. You know, because you're kind of covered, but you're not covered. You got a big bow across you. You're wrapped up like a little present. It's really, really cute. And it's, you know, the material of the bow is very good quality, where you can use it several times.
And would it also work well in a blindfold capacity? I said capacity. That's how you know I've had a little more to drink, when I add extra consonants.
No, I don't think I would use it as a blindfold. It's more just like an outfit, but you look like a present. It's so cute, you know. I would like somebody to wrap themselves up for me like that.
Ooh,
it says
fun.
It fits sizes. It fits from 4 feet 11 inches to 6 feet tall, and double A's to double D's.
Wow.
I'll wrap myself up for you like that, sure.
Come on over.
Isn't that just the most delightful image you've ever conjured in your mind?
Maybe make
I actually think I'd rather like to see that.
I'll take a picture for you, Shira.
Ooh, thank you.
Okay. Who's next?
So the Fleshlight was one of those toys when I heard about it. I'm the bringer in my relationship. I'm the person who gets very excited about these things and goes and buys toys. So when I heard about the Fleshlight a couple years ago, I got very excited. I'm like, honey, you need one of these. And he's like, yeah, okay. And so I went out and I actually bought it. And the Fleshlight is actually a camouflaged sex toy made for men, and it looks just like a flashlight when it's all covered up, so you could kind of keep it out in plain view. Well, you probably now that it's
only camouflaged if you don't get anywhere near it, you know.
Well,
I have one sitting on my desk, and it still goes away when my sister's staying at my house.
Or if there's a power outage, it's not.
But It does look pretty much like a flashlight, aside from the fact that on the side it says fleshlight. Anyhow, it is camouflage, so you open it up, kind of like you would open up a flashlight, take the cap off, and inside there is a pink squishy. I don't know what this material is, because I'm not as technically inclined as you are, Cooper.
I believe it's real skin.
It's very squishy, very lovely orifice. They come in different types of orifices. Now, years and years later, they have many different varieties, but when I went to buy mine, they had a one that looked like a pussy, one that looked like an asshole, one that looked like a little bottom. Now that we're moving on into the future, it's kind of crazy what they have. They have a fleshlight that looks like a vampire teeth that has little fangs, and so if you're into, I guess, the Twilight,
oh my goodness,
fetish. I've actually also seen, and this is actually kind of crazy.
That's crazy. If you want your cock sucked by a douchey vampire.
That one, the one with the fangs, is actually, I believe, in a beer can fleshlight, and it's called Suck You Dry.
Oh, there
oh,
you
boy.
Go.
Oh, boy.
And then mm-hmm. there is also the Avatar fleshlight. I don't know if you guys have
yes.
seen this one. Yes.
Oh,
it's
yes.
blue.
No. Are you serious?
It has...
But does it have that weird hair tail thing that you connect with instead of having sex?
No, but it has two clitorises. And I think that I am officially
really?
Jealous of all the I've never seen the movie, all the Avatonian women out there with their two clitorises, but yeah. So it's pretty crazy. Two clits, one hole, bright blue. But yeah, so you basically fuck this thing. It's fun to use partnered or not partnered. I think that my husband used it alone quite a bit when we first got it. He's fallen out of use with it just because we've got new, more fun, exciting toys. And but
I've
the flashlight
I've got
is
a special
kind of an
use
faithful.
Of it. Special use of it.
You have.
I do. You can remove the fleshlight sleeve. From
and
it?
Invaginate it you, and clean yeah. it.
No, it has nothing to do
you
with that.
You can invaginate a toy.
Yes. You can also place it, say, between somebody's legs when
yes.
they are otherwise not available for penetration. And you can penetrate between their legs in the fashion of
yes.
intercourse.
that yeah. sounds interesting.
That is something that's very interesting with the fleshlight, and they come in all different interior textures.
Mm-hmm. They also come in all different women. I don't know if you know that there's the fleshlight girls, and they're actually cloned of several different porn stars.
Now the inside is not cloned from the porn stars.
No.
There are some. If they were, there are some very unique porn star insides going on. My favorite is the Vortex.
Vortex.
You know, that's yeah. quite good. But there's also the cool thing about Fleshlight is they sell products specifically for extending the time you can be fucking. Mm-hmm. What
your
is that one called?
Stamina training unit.
Yes, the stamina training unit. So it's designed specifically to get you know, the most excitement out of you before you come, which is very cool. What's great about the fleshlight and what I used it for is I have what Dan Savage calls masturbation death grip.
Ooh.
which is a very specific style of masturbation that doesn't lend itself to, let's say, other people doing it, which
ever
then, yes, which then causes trouble with when other people try to actually get anywhere progressive with masturbation. So using toys like the fleshlight, using toys like, you know, the Tenga egg, it allows you to sort of step outside that very easy to fall into masturbation comfort zone.
Yes.
And do it in such a way that other people may someday make you come all by themselves without you having to help. You know, so that's good. You know, you should try switching it up every once in a while, says the guy who doesn't.
all I know is that I haven't seen the new Harry Potter movie, but when I do, I just hope that Harry waves his wand and says, invaginate.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, you usually give me shit for saying really stupid, bad jokes on this show.
I warned you, sir. I warned you before you started.
To call you out, sir, and say, that's terrible, sir.
But can I make I'm going to make a confession. Whenever I have a flashlight around, I can't not touch it. I've been fingering this thing for like 2 hours. Or like, since we pulled it out, I've been sitting here fingering my flashlight's asshole. It's been pretty amazing.
You know, and I don't.
Still has been asked me over and over to get her a cock that basically is like the fleshlight, like realistic. But fleshlight, all they make is like cocks for transgendered people. So they're looking for soft cocks. They're not looking for hard cocks. They're looking for soft cocks that they can pack in their day-to-day lives so they have a cock. So fleshlight doesn't make out of the same material a hard cock. So I've been searching for a really good ultra realistic cock for her because the fleshlight pussy is fairly realistic.
Mm-hmm. And doesn't she enjoy Vixen toys? Those are yummy. Oh,
she does like the Vixen stuff.
Yeah, those are yummy.
I think Ginger likes the Vixen.
I do. I have an assortment of colors and sizes.
Ginger, I'm gonna take a towel, a long towel, one of those long bath towels, right? And I'm gonna place about a selection of 10 of those toys on them and roll them up, so that when I see you, I'm gonna say I've got something for you, and then I'm gonna throw it out and roll it out, and it's gonna land perfectly on the ground, and all the toys are just gonna snap out.
You're gonna roll it out Donald Duck style?
Oh yeah.
Oh, and fucking then... A.
And that is how I will impress her.
Well, I will be very impressed. That is very
that will impress her. I've known her long enough to know that will impress the hell out of Jupiter.
Yay!
So I'd like to jump into my secondary, jumping right off of the fleshlight, because the fleshlight was my saving grace. You know, this was the toy that was going to change things. You know, this was the man's masturbator. You know, the women get all the cool toys, and they really do, but the men don't get a whole lot of cool toys.
Hey Cooper, is the fleshlight, when you own a fleshlight, is it personal enough to where you wouldn't want to loan it out to somebody?
The problem with the fleshlight is it is not cleanable in such a way that you might be comfortable loaning it. That's the. I mean, the fleshlight. The material it's made out of is porous, unlike silicone toys, which are not porous and can be boiled or can be put in the dishwasher. The fleshlight cannot. So once you do a fleshlight trade, you're going to have to use a condom, which I'm not sure how that would react to the fleshlight material. So I'm not saying I wouldn't necessarily loan it out to you. I'm just saying I don't feel comfortable telling you that it is a safe bet. How about that?
I understand. I got you right there.
So I have the Tenga. This was, you know, the Tenga egg came to me, and that was awesome. And then I got the Tenga double hold sleeve, which had two holes on each side and was pre-lubricated, which is the dumbest fucking thing I have ever seen. There is no reason to pre-lubricate toys. Anyone who has a fucking sex toy has lube on premises. So this pre-lubricated thing, first of all, there's a hole on both ends. So where do you think that lube's going? It's going out the other end. So it is the messiest thing. So this is the Tanglehold double sleeve. Don't buy it. It's terrible. I mean, it is terrible. Okay. Now, on the other hand, so my post about the Tenga eggs inspired Kendra over at The Beautiful Kind to get some Tenga eggs for her man Beast, and also inspired her to find the Tenga flip hole, which to Beast was like fucking Eve from WALL-E, because it was a apple white toy that looked a lot like Eve from WALL-E. So I tracked down one of these and I got the black one. And apparently the black one is tighter. That's the only real difference between the white and the black. But what's amazing about this is, unlike the, you know, the fleshlight, you sort of hold it open under running water, and that is how you clean this thing. The Tenga flip hole, you actually pull out, open up, and it allows you to clean it very easily. And what's also cool about the Tenga flip hole, and there are many pictures online, is when you open it up, and I'm opening up as I speak, it's got all sorts of interior compartments, one that looks like a little bit of a brain, one that's these weird jaggy polygons, and one that's a hole with a bunch of bumps on top of it. It works really well. I've been told that the flip hole black is tighter than the flip hole white. But I highly recommend this, and this has really overtaken the Fleshlight because of its ease of cleaning. Because when I clean this at the end of the night, I don't want to have to stand there and rinse out both sides of the Fleshlight and then wash the outside and then find a towel to put it on. Because the flip hole actually, it allows you to stand it on its own stand to dry, which is pretty awesome. So now, Shira, you've been tasked with giving us some cheap toys to get you started.
Under penalty of spanking.
but she likes the spanking, so that's not really a penalty.
Yeah, but I'm the one administering the punishment, I want to encourage.
Not spanking, Shira. You know, she won't get spanked if she doesn't do what she's requested to do.
But then there's nothing in it for me to do the spanking. Circular logic is circular. Let's move on.
How about we pass it over to Shira to talk about her inexpensive sex toys for the newbies and beginners?
Yes, absolutely. So one of my favorite inexpensive sex toys can actually be used for a man or a woman, and I think it's especially cute when it's used for a man, is actually Jenna Jameson's Velvet Jewel. It's a pretty small little 1 AA battery vibrator. It cost about $16, around there, depending who your vendor is. It's adorable. It's probably about 7 inches long. Not very thick, so it's great for a beginner anal vibe. And it has a base of rhinestone jewels that are pink and light blue and white, and they're very adorable. The touch is kind of like velvet. It's not a cyber scan. It's not just plastic or silicone. Like I said, I'm not sure what that actual element it is right here, but it's a great little $16 vibe. I love it for first times with guys using it anally on men for their first toy, because it is petite. It has a slight flare at the tip. Actually, it's not too wide. It's not going to scare the guys off. And to see the little rhinestone end sticking out of their cute little bottoms is always great. So that's.
Do you have a photo album of all the times you've taken a picture of these little rhinestone jewels?
You know, I'm going to start one because it would be totally worth it. It comes in a variety of colors. Mine is black with rhinestones. It also comes with blue and pink and like a more fleshy colored one. And it's, again, it's the Jenna Jameson Velvet Jewel, and you could probably find it even at your local sex toy shop. Very cheap and very great. I also, another cheap toy that I always love getting, and this is a more general type of toy. I talked earlier about the Squiggle Wiggle Rider being my first bad attempt at a sex toy.
You can't pitch that as a sex toy.
Hold on. When I actually did buy an actual sex toy, the first thing I went with was a and you can find these everywhere. There's all sorts of different types of them. Just a pair of $20 bullets. Dual bullets do it for me. I like one that you can, because you can use it one on the clit, one vaginally, one anally, one vaginally. I like it especially for the clit. Usually these little bullet vibes, they, like I said, around $20, and they pack a pretty good punch. They have a lot of power, so if you need a lot of clitoral stimulation, a lot of vibration, they're good for you, and cheap beginner toys. So those are my little hints for the cheapos out there like me.
Excellent. So buy the Scooty Puff Senior, not the Scooty Puff Junior. Okay, now we're going to go ahead and talk Scooty about. That's a Futurama reference for all those who are paying attention. Now we're going to go ahead and talk about the strangest or most unusual sex toys we've used, not seen, used. I want to, and I'm going to start it here.
Yes, Cooper, I think you should start.
I received from Pipe Dream Products, who has sent us a whole lot of very nice things, the Hannah Harper's Titty Fuck Her. Not Titty Fuck Her, Titty Fuck Her.
And it's almost as good as my jokes earlier.
It is. It is just ridiculous, this product. First of all, it weighs like 35 pounds, and it's a giant set of tits made out of very soft Fanta flesh. But there's pussy in between them. And so,
oh boy.
That's in between
that's
the tits.
Anatomically incorrect. Do they know that?
They do know that.
Okay,
and
I'm just checking.
I think they've tried to, say, condense a woman.
Well, you see, there are wonderful things.
I may be outraged, but I'm not quite sure.
Well, but there are wonderful things been going on with genetics lately. Just want to put that out there.
Ginger, outraged or not, if you saw a man try to fuck this thing, the outrage would dissipate because it is the most impossible thing in the world to fuck because it's extremely heavy. Okay, first of all, the tits are useless. You can't fuck
them.
They're useless. They're handles, okay? You can't hold this, let's say, in a I'm leaning back and I'm fucking myself with a thing type fashion because it's really fucking heavy. The only fashion I could figure out to actually utilize the Hannah Harper titty fucker is kneeling in front of my ottoman with this titty fucker on it. And you know what? I felt dirty. I felt used. I felt cheap.
Cooper, you know what? We received one from Pipe Dreams too. And I was so excited after seeing yours because I saw one that had the whole body.
I know you fucked mine pretty.
Yes,
briskly.
I sure did.
I saw the video.
Cocky.
Yeah, our little review is there, our video review. But listen, after seeing your titty fuck her, I saw in Pipe Dreams a real body. And I was expecting, okay, because it had a whole belly and every, you know, like the whole like torso. Well, let me tell you, it arrived, and it wasn't much bigger than yours, so it looked like you were fucking a baby. I mean, it was so disturbing. It was so disturbing. It was literally, it was like maybe like 14 inches tall.
And you know what?
The torso of it.
Where the fun ends is when you're fucking a baby.
Oh, gosh, that's just wrong.
It's so wrong. I was expecting, you know, like a life size, like my torso, you know? It's so wrong, those little toys. I don't understand them one bit. You know, I really don't understand the vagina between their nipples, but, you know, I mean, to have a miniature torso was just not right either.
Yeah, you know, Cooper, I got this second.
Yeah,
I
passed this over to Dylan because he couldn't believe that I had received this product and he wanted to try it out for, say, himself.
Now, you know what? I've heard that if you put it on a table or a desk at the appropriate height, it's a little bit easier to use?
Well, when you say a little bit easier, it's on the scale of, like, you know, impossible to 10. It still may bring it up to a 1 if you have it on the table at the right height. See,
I'll give it a 1. It got a 1 on the bathroom counter.
Yeah, and on the edge of one.
Who wants
one
to
of
fuck
my beds
in the bathroom on the counter? I mean, seriously.
I will.
I would love to fuck on the counter by myself.
Was Ginger? Ginger, I will totally fuck you in the bathroom on the counter. Just
I feel like it's like Swinger Clue. Cooper in the bathroom with anyway.
The type of toys that you guys are talking about, these kind of dismembered body parts, they always kind of creep me out. I always call them, now I call them the Dexter sex toys, where you just kind of,
ooh, I like that.
It'd more be an Ed Gein, Wisconsin type sex toy. You know, he'd hang that on his wall, like those weird jingle titties, you know, the like the bass that sings, except it's jingle bells and it's titties. It's really creepy.
Uh-huh. Agreed.
Really creepy, and it's totally a very happy Ed Gein Christmas to everybody.
Yeah, I tried fucking it on the bed and or on the side of the bed, okay? I got really distracted with what you
guys were saying. I tried fucking it on the bed, you know, like...
Top down? No, fuck that. It doesn't work
at all. Doesn't at all.
So, okay. What I found worked, and this was very, very awkward. I've used it three times. Once, because it was the middle of the workday, and I was working at home, and God, I was so fucking horny.
And you thought, you know what? Those tits look good to me. I'm going to fuck them right now.
Well, they actually, they started to look good. Like, But anyway.
They feel good.
They feel good once they rub some lube on them.
It is so soft. And I mean, the design of them is wonderful. And actually, the interior of them is really good and is on par, if not better, than the Fleshlight. But, you know, the interior doesn't matter for shit if you can't figure out how the hell to stroke your cock with it, because it doesn't matter.
So anyway, there is one way to fuck this and actually make it good. You have to be standing because it doesn't feel right. Well, it didn't feel right to me if I was laying down. So I had to stand up and kind of arch my back, like I was, like you're stretching in the morning and you know, that kind of thing. So you kind of arch your back, and then you take this thing in both your hands, and first of all, the pussy hole is really, really small, so even lubed up, you know, you kind of have to really work it in.
Dylan, I want to just sidetrack you. The pussy hole actually looks like a pussy. The asshole actually looks like a, you know, if you took a paper hole punch. It looks like that. That's what all assholes look like in these products. They're holes. They're not assholes. They're holes. Right. And I don't understand why so much effort is put on the pussy and very little effort whatsoever is put on the asshole in these silly products.
Fleshlight's ass looks like an ass.
Does it? I haven't seen one in person.
Fleshlight's ass looks like an ass. Show
me. I'm going to send you a text message right now, Cooper.
You're going Is it a dirty text message?
No, it's the Fleshlight asshole.
Which is pretty dirty. So, Dylan, you're on the bed fucking this thing.
Oh, okay. So I'm on the bed. Well, no, I'm not on the bed. I tried, and it was barely serviceable when I had it on the side of the bed. So it was at the exact right height, and it was barely serviceable. The problem was you can't get deep into it. It doesn't feel like you can thrust into it, really, because it starts moving with you. Even fully lubed up, it starts to move with you. So you have to take it almost like it's like you're taking a woman's thighs, right? And you have to thrust into it and pull it down on you in an unnatural way, because then you have to kind of stretch the material a little bit around and then push in on it at the same time so that it forms a nice tight seal, a nice tight pussy. And so there's this weird combination of me leaning back, stretching in all my glory, and I'm actually standing upright. I'm reenacting this right now, so I wish there was a video camera here. So I'm leaning back with my arms up, and I take the thing, and I kind of slip it right on my cock, and I start jamming right into it, and pushing it against myself, and squeezing at the same time, but pulling apart at the same time, and then it finally felt good. But if you look at the booklet that came with it, they didn't say to do that. They said to lay it down on a table and start fucking it like you would go to town on, you know, on anything. And it just, it didn't quite work out that way.
Wow. I feel like we've spent as much time talking about the one bad sex toy as we have about a...
We brought it out at our Halloween party. And we passed it around, and the best part was people had no fucking idea why they were being passed this bizarro set of tits with a pussy in the middle, and it wasn't a lifestyle Halloween party.
Did I miss this? I think I might have missed this.
You passed it to people.
Oh, well, then I really missed it.
You gave it, it. Trust me, you were involved.
Swing Set's got to take a break, so please stay with us. You're listening to Life on the Swing Set, a podcast by and for the sexually open. We remind you that all advice and opinions on our show are products of our individual experiences in the lifestyle and should in no way be taken as anything more than commentary. Your mileage will most certainly vary. If you'd like to reach us for advice, to ask a question, or to leave a comment, email us at contact@lifeontheswingset.com or leave us a voicemail at 573-55-SWING. That's 573-557-9464. As always, thanks for listening. Now back to our show.
I want to hear from anyone else here with their most bizarro sex toys, because I bet they've got something just as awesome as the Hannah Harper titty fucker.
Yeah, that's pretty, I have to say, that's right up there, Cooper. Right up there, you guys. And Dylan, thank you for regaling us with the tale.
Well, I love telling stories.
I had a one of those jelly vibrators that was sent to me, and it looked like a pickle. It was great, and it had little like nubs like a dill pickle. But maybe it was only like 3 inches long. And
maybe that's specifically for those people who eventually get around to fucking a pickle.
Well, you know, if you microwave the pickle first, it can be a little. Yeah, never mind.
So, who else has a shitty sex?
I have a shitty toy. I just don't have a weird toy. I don't think as weird as that.
I don't have a weird toy either.
That's okay. You don't need one. I mean, okay. You know, the good part is if you haven't had one, which means you've been exposed to quality sex toys. I mean, the most bizarre sex toys line we got was the pirates. Themed sex toys.
Pirates are creepy to me.
Being the major budget porno sex toy. Wow, I'm throwing words. I'm just putting word after word, and none of it is actually contributing to a sentence.
All you really have to say is yar, and then we all get it.
From the film Pirates. Which is,
I use
the word film loosely.
Yes.
The best part about these sex toys is they're so bizarre looking, and they have skulls and crossbones on them. And I get it. I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to capitalize on the success of the pirate-themed sex movie. But I don't think they quite get that. You know, girls, when they're all said and done, when they're done watching this pirate-themed sex movie, of all the things they're thinking of, it's not the skull, it's not the money, it's none of those things that they want jammed up their pussy.
Themed sex toys, just no. Thumbs down. Mm-mm. Don't put graphics on them. Don't put names on them.
You don't want a big skull and crossbones on the head? The Pirates Bullet vibe was the most intensely powerful bullet vibe we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was intensely powerful on, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, a single AA battery. And I mean, it pretends it's going to be a necklace, but no one's going to wear this around their neck. It's a big joke that they might wear this around their neck. But at the same time, it is a far more impressive bullet vibe than many of the little bullet vibes I've seen in the past.
I received, this is called the Vixen Ride On by Vixen Creations, right? And I'll be posting a review on this shortly. What it's supposed to do, it's an extender. You slip it on your cock and around your balls, and you have a larger cock. It kind of has a dual purpose. It's, you know, if for guys that are smaller, you know, it makes them bigger, you know, okay, and women can enjoy a larger cock inside themselves. And it also is supposed to help with erectile dysfunction, so that if you do go soft quickly, you still have a fairly good erection, and you know, you still pleasure somebody. I found a couple problems with it. First of all, it's good. It is, you know, a fairly large cock. And after some stretching, it fit around my balls. I don't have large balls. They don't hang down so far, which was kind of the problem. I had to really kind of stretch my balls a bit, work them down there, and then stretch the material I was supposed to wrap around them. And so I had to spend 10 to 15 minutes figuring out just how to put this thing on, because I don't have... the Russell Brand style balls. And so I just
wait
had to
a minute.
Kind of,
Russell Brand has a certain style of balls as well.
Well, there's this picture of him partying at a hotel, right? And he's naked from the waist down. And he has like 5 inches between where his scrotum starts and his scrotum ends, because they're just hanging down there. They're not huge. They're just Googling droopy.
Russell,
you know?
Brand to verify.
So you, while you Google balls, I'll keep talking about this.
So, can't find his balls.
I'm specifically Googling Russell Brand's balls. I've got some
really
stand-up.
I like Russell Brand.
I've got the Secret Policeman's Ball, which I thought was a Monty Python movie. I've got some pictures of Russell Brand in his underwear. Thank you very much. I've got an inexplicable picture of Helen Mirren, you know, which is good because I need a little Helen Mirren after all this Russell Brand, because Helen Mirren is a fucking goddess. But no, I don't see any. I think what you need to do is provide us with a link to Russell Brand's balls picture so we can put it on our website for all those who want to see Russell Brand's balls.
All right. Well, I'll make sure to take care of that.
Everyone wants to see his balls.
Yes, that's right. So I don't have the long balls like that. All right. It's no big deal. So I spent 15 minutes working my balls in there, even with stretching, because I was getting help from Tonya with this, and we couldn't hold it open and still stuff my balls in there, and it just, you know, it was just tough to get in. But after that, it was okay. The problem is, it's not a lot of fun for the guy. The inside of it is ribbed a little bit, and I put lube in it and stuff, but it doesn't move quite right when you're fucking someone. And so it doesn't feel like you're fucking. It feels like you have a rubber casing around your penis. It's like having a thicker condom that also independently moves a little bit, not quite enough to arouse you, but not enough to not arouse you, I guess. So, you know, unless you're completely fully aroused by the time you put this thing on, and believe me, after the 15 minutes of getting this thing on, I was not completely and fully aroused anymore. you know, so I only had like half an erection by the time I got there, and there was no way I was going to get any more erect with the thing on, because it was already weird enough as it was. And because I wasn't fully erect, it was a little floppy at the end, and so it felt weird inside Tonya, and you know, it just didn't quite work the way it expected. So maybe if you know, and plus I'm also a grower, so when I'm not fully erect, I don't just stay there. I get you know, a little more limp. I actually shrink a bit. I think it might work better for somebody with longer balls and with a that's actually a shower. But the problem is the inside of the thing isn't made for it isn't made for the guy's pleasure. It's made for the guy to be functional, but not for the guy to get any stimulation. And so I think if the inside of it was more like a fleshlight and the outside stayed the same, then it might work a lot better, because then I'd be fucking it and I'd be getting the motion and I'd feel like it was a pretty close approximation to a pussy. Or something else that was enjoyable, and then the woman would be having, you know, would have like a 9 or 10 inch cock inside of her and be getting that experience. But that's not quite the way it worked out. So, plus I'm Mexican and I'm darker, and so having this bright pink cock on me.
Yeah, that's right, Dylan. You got to feel what we all feel. All us Caucasians feel is, look at our pale pink genitalia.
I don't know. Most Caucasian cocks aren't quite so pale, I don't think.
So yeah, that's my weird toy experience.
I have a bad toy. And so one of my less favorite toys is another toy that I bought for my husband. I got him the Rude Boy. It is a prostate stimulating toy. It's basically shaped kind of...
This is a bad toy. That's so disappointing.
I know. I'm so disappointed. I was looking at that toy.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe for me, maybe just for him, because here's my experience with the Rude Boy. I bought the Rude Boy looking for a good prostate-stimulating toy that my husband could wear during intercourse. And it's basically shaped like a C. It's the insertable portion of the toy, I want to say, is about 5 inches long. The base of it lays outside on the taint. It vibrates. You could turn that off or on. It has a little stimulation that way. What I enjoyed about it, it was that when it did vibrate, it kind of made his cock vibrate, and I like that. So when I was fucking him, I went, the problem I had with it, and I don't know if that's just, it's just the shape of my husband, or the shape of the toy, or what it was, while the insertable portion is flexible, I felt like it was a little bit too long to actually stimulate his prostate directly, and so we had a hard time kind of fitting it in and getting it where we needed it. It was a little awkward. I felt like it wasn't quite flexible enough. It was kind of stiff. The portion that is actually the vibrating taint stimulator portion, I feel, is kind of large and awkward to have between your legs while you're having sex. And so that was kind of my warning against this one prostate stimulating toy that I didn't have the best experience with. I wish it went a little bit better.
Along those lines, Shira, I just want to say that, you know, the most intense experiences that Marilyn and I have had with prostate stimulation have all been with G-spot based toys. You know, all the prostate toys seem to be pushing for this. Well, you might be afraid of things in your butt, so here's this tiny thing that you might use, and it might sort of almost stimulate your prostate. And we found that anything that's billed as a G-spot stimulator can also very well be used as a prostate stimulator, and is often much better than those things specifically designated as prostate stimulators.
I think you might be right.
Yeah. I have 2 questions for you. Did you not enjoy your Nexus with the microchip in it?
And I totally enjoyed my Nexus with the microchip in it.
The fabled microchip.
The Nexus Vibro, I believe.
Yes.
Which was the one with the microchip, which I
promised you'd like that microchip.
You did. And you were right. And I did.
But it has a microchip.
I still defy Nexus as a company to explain to me what the fuck this microchip is doing. Because I don't believe their little hoity-toity, it senses out your G-spot. I don't believe that. Microchips don't do that. That is not how they work. So I don't believe any of what they say this product does, other than the fact that it feels fucking awesome against my prostate. So I will give it that.
Okay.
But and I totally give you all sorts of mad props and thanks for getting that for me.
No problem. Anytime.
I guess the only thing I would say is, as you know, Prof and I were kind of talking about all these fun toys, that I think it's come through in how we've talked about the toys, but they're not just for giving to your partner so your partner can go off and play. They are for sharing. So that's the fun, sexy part about it. So don't just, you know, give your partner something that you think they might be able to enjoy while you're out of town or while they're missing you, but consider all these different toys and the creative ways it sounds like everybody has used them, to use them together or use them with friends or all that good stuff, that sex toys aren't just for use alone.
Especially use them with friends.
There you go.
But absolutely, you know, sex toys are more fun when used with another person. No question there. You know, Marilyn likes her private time in the bath, but she likes it even more when I'm at the other end of that toy. Or, you know, another friend is at the other end of the toy, which happens a lot. So I'm not going to claim responsibility for all of it. So, you know, for the holiday season, I keep trying to say Christmas, but I'm trying to be as politically correct, ironically, as I can here and say for the holiday season, because, you know, I mean, even those of us who aren't Christian sure enjoy celebrating that big fat man coming down the chimney with all sorts of interesting presents.
Whether we just celebrate it with our own fat man.
That's right. Fat men all around can pull down their pants and give their girls and boys a little present from the swing set. How about that?
So, you matched me there, sir.
I totally. So I'm going to take it, and we're going to go. So do yourself a favor, do your partner a favor, do your friends a favor, and buy some fun, interesting sex toys. And you are going to pay more than you would at, say, let's say Spencer's Gifts, where you should never, ever, ever purchase sex toys because you're only going to buy the cheap, worthless bullshit that vanillas buy, and who wants to be like that anyway? As for the swing set, you can like us on facebook.com/theswingset. We'd really appreciate that because we really get off on being liked, you know, in case that's not obvious already. You can be follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/theswingsetlife. You can email us at contact@lifeontheswingset.com. You can give us a call, which is pretty fucking awesome. 573-55-SWING. That's 573-557-9464. As always, the quickest way to get on our call is to give us an orgasm. And you can ask us a question afterwards if you'd like. But you give us an orgasm, we will put you on the fucking air. So, I have been Cooper Beckett with this very special holiday, not necessarily Christmas, but certainly, you know, slightly pagan religious holidays, certainly in the winter mass type thing.
This week on an extra special version.
I want to thank Dylan, Ginger, Shira, and Sasha Darling for coming back.
She's such a darling.
She is amazing, and we love her, and we hope she'll be back next time. Thank you, everybody, for swinging by here at LifeOnTheSwingSet.com, and I hope you enjoy some sort of winter mass thing that doesn't necessarily revolve around Jesus.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's hit stop. That was a long one.
Cooper.
Yes?
You need to get some coffee.